Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn an advanced, system-based workflow in Ableton Live 12 to create a RAG vocal layer drive for jungle, old-school drum and bass vibes. The goal is a modular, routable vocal system, a clean lead, a crush drive bus, pitch doubles, and a vocoder texture, all blended with shared returns so you can dial in grit, energy, and intelligibility quickly against breaks and bass. What you'll build: a vocal system that keeps a clear RAG lead while adding parallel crunchy drive, pitch doubles and formant shifted layers, and a vocoder texture, where the RAG vocal is the modulator and a wavy double pad is the carrier. Everything uses only Live 12 stock devices and shared return buses for fast musical control. Prerequisites: Live 12 suite is recommended for wavy double. Have a RAG vocal sample or a recorded phrase ready, and a few MIDI notes for the carrier pad. Let's walk through the steps. Project setup and routing. Think system approach. Create these tracks: an audio track called Vocal Main, and import or drop your RAG vocal into it. A second audio track, Vocal Clean, as a duplicate for alternate processing. A MIDI track called Vocoder Carrier, and load Waveedable on it. Create three return tracks and name them R-Drive, R-Doubler and R-Vock. Group Vocal Main and Vocal Clean into a group called Vocal System. Use Sends A, B and C to map to R-Drive, R-Doubler and R-Vock respectively. Keep Sends post-fader so processed energy follows the vocal level. Preparing the RAG vocal. Modulator prep. On Vocal Main, choose Warp Mode. For percussive RAG delivery, Beats Mode works well with transient preservation. For long phrases, use Complex Pro. Clean up the vocal with EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Gently cut 300 to 500 Hz if it's boxy. Add a presence boost at 1 to 2 kHz, and a light air shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a utility to manage gain staging and aim for roughly minus 6 dB RMS before heavy processing. Build the drive bus, R-Drive. On the R-Drive return chain, start with an EQ8 with a high pass at 120 Hz and a gentle low mid cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Add saturator using analog clip or soft sign. Drive from 3 to 6 dB, adjust by ear and trim output to unity. Follow with drum bus for additional harmonic weight, a small drive and distortion setting, tone to taste, sub off or low. Use a glue compressor at 2 to 1 with a 10 millisecond attack and auto release, threshold between minus 6 and minus 12 to glue the color. Finish with an EQ8 boost around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz for presence. Send roughly 10 to 25% from vocal main to this return. Keep vocal clean sends lower or silent. Doubler and pitch layer bus, R-Doubler. On the R-Doubler return, use subtle pitch processing, a frequency shifter for a few cents of detune or small semitone shifts. Add chorus for width and a ping pong delay set to an eighth or dotted 16th with low feedback for rhythmic slap. EQ to roll off under 200 Hz and place presence around 3 to 5 kHz. Use the sends to taste to create stereo spread and automate sends during fills and transitions. Vocoder texture bus and system vocoder setup, R-Vock. Carrier creation. On the vocoder carrier MIDI track, load Waveedable. Patch it with oscillator as a saw, unison four voices detuned around 12 to 18 cents, oscillator B as a square or saw an octave lower at around 30% mix. Set a low pass filter around 4 to 6 kHz, moderate resonance and an amp envelope with a medium attack and high sustain. Add low-level noise or thickening as needed. Program a sustained pad chord that matches the vocal key, long notes across the phrase and spread energy across one or two octaves. Routing the carrier to the vocoder. Put Ableton's vocoder device on vocal main and set its carrier to external. On the vocoder carrier track, route its audio to the vocal main track and target the vocoder device. Ensure the carrier is producing audio. Monitor in or play MIDI clips so the vocoder receives the external carrier. Vocoder device settings for intelligibility. Start with 32 to 40 bands for clarity. Attack between 1 and 5 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Dry slash wet between 40 and 70% depending on how prominent you want the texture. Because the vocoder doesn't have a dedicated formant control, preserve intelligibility by pre-EQing the modulator. Boost the mid-range between 1 and 4 kHz before the vocoder. Add light compression on the modulator, 3 to 1 ratio, fast attack and about 60 millisecond release, so the vocoder receives steady energy. Consider running a low-level copy of the dry vocal in parallel to retain syllable clarity. Shaping intelligibility further. DS before the vocoder using a notch or dynamic compressor at 5 to 8 kHz. On the R-Vock return, high pass at 2 to 300 Hz to avoid masking bass. If the vocoder sounds muddy, increase bands or automate band countdown only for robotic effects, and keep a dry vocal under the vocoder at around -6 to -12 dB relative to the lead. Blending in context. Keep the vocoder as a texture. Send modest amounts, usually 8 to 18% from vocal main to RVoc, and control wetness with the vocoder's dry slash wet. Put an EQ after the vocoder return to HPF at roughly 250 Hz. Add a slight boost around 2 to 4 kHz and a top shelf at 10 kHz if you need brightness. Sidechain the RVoc or the entire vocal system to the drums using a compressor with fast attack and medium release so the texture breathes with the kick and breaks. Use utility to control width. Tighten during busy sections and widen on breakdowns with automation. Vocal doubling and pitch slash formant stacking on vocal clean. Duplicate vocal main to vocal clean. Use small pitch shifts with frequency shifter for harmonies, or transpose a duplicate by 3 to 6 semitones for formant flavored doubles using complex pro warp if needed. Add a short slap delay of 20 to 50 milliseconds to thicken doubles. Route vocal clean to R drive and R doubler with different send amounts to create depth and stereo motion. When slicing or rhythmic chopping, use simpler or sampler to re-trigger syllables in time with the breaks. Final group processing on vocal system. On the vocal system group, add light multiband dynamics or glue compression to smooth extremes. Glue compressor around 2 to 1, 10 millisecond attack, 100 millisecond release. A gentle saturator soft clip of 1 to 3 dB helps cohesion. Finish with an EQ 8 to surgically cut any remaining buildup around 2 to 300 Hz. Automation and arrangement for jungle vibe. Automate send levels for energy. Crank the R drive send on drops and reduce it during verses to keep intelligibility. Automate vocoder bands or dry slash wet for transitions. More vocoder during breakdowns for atmosphere, less during verses. Use delay throws and double time effects on fills to lock the vocal to break rhythms. Preset starting values to reference. Vocoder bands 32 to 40. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80. Saturator drive on R drive 3 to 6 dB. Group glue compressor ratio 2 to 1. HPF on main vocal 80 120 Hz. RVoc HPF 200 300 Hz. Send levels. R drive 10-25%, R doubler 10-20%, RVoc 8-18%. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overdrive every chain. Parallel routing preserves consonants. Always high pass the vocoder output and carrier to protect bass. Avoid too few bands if you want intelligibility. 8 to 12 bands makes things robotic and often unreadable for ragga vocals. Make sure that external carrier is routed correctly to the vocoder or you'll hear nothing. Don't over-EQ the dry vocal. Removing too much mid-range kills consonants. And always keep a low-level dry vocal in parallel. It's your intelligibility safety net. Pro tips. Use two carriers if you can. A dense wave-eatable pad for body and a subtle sine train for low harmonics. Automate band count for special effects. Shape the carrier's envelope to match vocal attacks. Create macros on the vocal system for drive, vocoder wet, doubler amount and width, and map them to a controller for live performance. For old-school grit, bounce a copy of R drive to audio and add redux and tape style saturation, blended low under the main system. Mini practice exercise. Build the full vocal system for a 16-bar phrase and create two automation points, a chopped vocoder fill and a ramp drive increase on the drop. Quick steps. Clean your vocal with an HPF at 100 Hz and a presence boost at 1.6 kHz. Set up R drive and RVoc per the chains described. Load wave-eatable on vocoder carrier and route it externally. Configure vocoder, bands 36, attack 2 ms, release 45 ms, dry slash wet 50%. DS before the vocoder. Send 18% to R drive and 12% to RVoc. Automate vocoder dry slash wet from 0 to 70% over a bar at bar 8. And ramp vocal mains send to R drive from 12 to 35% on the drop. Render a 4-bar loop and compare with the dry vocal to hear the difference. Recap. Think system approach. Build a modular, routable vocal architecture with returns for drive, doubler, and vocoder, so you can add grit, pitch stack doubles, and textured vocoder layers while retaining ragga intelligibility. Route a wave-eatable carrier to the vocoder externally, shape intelligibility through band count, pre-EQ and de-essing, and always keep a parallel dry vocal. High-pass the vocoder return to protect bass, automate sends and vocoder parameters for arrangement dynamics, and map macros for quick performance control. Before you finish a section, run a quick checklist. Dry vocal around -6 to -8 dB RMS. R drive adds character without killing consonants. vocoder keeps mid-range clarity or is supported by a parallel dry vocal, HPF returns below 2 to 300 Hz, macros map for dynamic control and mono check the low end. Freeze or resample heavy chains when you're happy to save CPU, and always print both the full vocal system and a dry stem when exporting stems for mastering. That's it. Apply these steps in your LEV 12 session, tweak send levels, carrier timbre and bands to taste, and you'll have a flexible Raga vocal system that delivers jungle energy while preserving the toast's clarity.